From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In this edition, we travel back over the rocky road leading up to the 12th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, which starts next week in Basseterre, St. Kitts. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The Caribbean has perceived in Washington as being a group of disparate, argumentative, small countries of no real importance to the United States, either politically or commercially. I think the Caribbean should do more to organize its efforts, and a collective voice should be heard.
That was Dr. Timothy Ashby, former director of the Office of Mexico in the Caribbean at the U.S. Department of Commerce. His comments, given to Caribbean Report earlier this year, represented probably the most candid assessment of the region ever made public by a U.S. official. The European perception, while less forthright, carries the same bottom line.
Europe has few, if any, long-term reasons to care about the Caribbean, unless the region can find and clearly enunciate new reasons for it to do so.
Sir Michael Franklin, president of the London-based West India Committee. So the message is clear. Both the United States and Europe, consumed by issues that impact directly on them, have not just pushed the Caribbean onto the back burner, but off the stove altogether. Another reason why the Caribbean has been taken off their agenda is the fact that the regional integration movement continues to be bogged down by what many observers believe is a lack of political will. This has caused much frustration, especially among Caribbean people. But for outgoing CARICOM chairman Michael Manley, the Caribbean's efforts at integration bear more than favorable comparison to similar efforts elsewhere in the world.